Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on the 20th of August 2020. In the call, we have Bill, Michael, Mariana, Dennis, Hassan, Michael, Samad, and Pitinan. Over to you, Mariana.
Thank you, Pitinan. We changed the agenda for today call slightly before this meeting because Pitinan thinks we should plan somehow finalization of our version of the report, and if we have some more things to discuss which are connected to appendixes, they are not the main part of our document, so we can postpone it for later discussions. And so she proposed the timeline which you see on your screens, and I just want to hear your opinion. I thought you had enough time to look at it and to see on and to hear from you. Do you think that this timeline is acceptable? Let's say, could we stick to this timeline, or we have to change some dates here? For me, because I don't want to speak the first one. Is there any opinion from the community? Bill, please go on.
Yeah, I think it's worth a try. I don't know how extended a discussion we might get into about the various pieces, but I think it's worth having as a goal, at least to as long as we don't decide that it's set in stone, but it's worth a try, I think.
Yeah, because you, I think you remember, you all remember that we had before few calls, we had a discussion when we expect IP to be when we expect to be ready for IP, and we said probably at the end of the September. So this timeline is in this. In this, the timeline, the idea of this timeline is to be ready at the end of the September, and if we try to fulfill it, we could send most of our work to IP. I mean, the main part of our work to IP, and maybe if we have some other discussions about appendixes and additional things which should be added in the appendixes, we could make it either during these calls, if we finish reviewing the parts of the report as it is proposed, or after that, because it is important for us that IP reads the main part of our document with the test labels and XML, and that we can get at the end of, after, let's say, few weeks, when we send this report to IP, we shall get their feedback, and we have to react to their feedback, and probably, I think, once or twice going back to IP and back to us, that in the meantime, when IP is looking at our report, we can finish this part of the report, which is not so important at this moment. So, any other opinion about this?
May I make a comment?
Yes, please, Bettina, go on.
Yes, thank you. Just to note that actually the GP agree that the next version will be at the end of October. So this is the timeline that I proposed to give some of the buffer as well. So that's just one thing I wanted to note. And maybe if the main part can be finalized in September, then the rest of the time can be look at the appendixes if it is not done yet by that time. And the other point I wanted to make is for the XML and the test labels, we can We can finalize it and share with the GP way before that. So perhaps you have more time to review than just that 1 week. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitinen. Michael, so let me see, some people are writing something in the chat and I cannot look on everything.
I can read it out.
Yeah, I'm reading it now because they are overlapping over some windows on my small computer. Dennis will be absent next week, but he will be available after 31st of August. Okay, we can try. We shall try to, and the Michael is asking, could we clarify the number one target? I don't understand the question, I can say.
May I try, Mariana?
Yes, if you understand what he's asking, please go on.
Thank you. So I just clarified and hope that answer your question, Meiko. Is that so for today or tomorrow until the next week, then the members are invited to review the section introductions up to repertoire part. And this is quite a number of sections, of course, but because this has been finalized before, it might be quicker than the rest. So I group this section 1 to section 5 together. And the idea is if you have anything you can comment on the document in the OneDrive or discussion on the mailing list, then we try to close, finalize every open comment by the call next week. That's the intention. Thank you.
Michael is asking again, could we see the actual text and number of pages to be reviewed in 7 days? This part of the report has been finished before almost two year and a half, maybe, or something like this. And we didn't have any major remarks about the repertoire. We have finalized it. So it is necessary just to read the text, which is not the large enough, the pretty large. You can see the number of pages if you look at OneDrive. And I think it is, Pitinen says it is about 45 pages. Pitinen, with the whole table of, repertoire table, it contains 45 pages. And probably half of this is repertoire table. Michael, please go on. Sorry, I didn't see the hands. Please go on, Michael.
Yes, thank you. I was just trying to clarify the target because it seems, so section 1 to 5 is quite a number, and now Pitinen clarified that she's speaking about 45 pages. So I can only speak for myself, but I cannot review 45 pages in 7 days. And I don't know what you assume that we should review, because you mentioned just now that we have looked at it 2 years ago and again and again. So everything should be clear. But reviewing for me means, in the very least, to read through 45 pages. And then it depends on how many comments come out of this. If everything is clear, and as you say, this has been reviewed many times, there are no further questions, no further remarks, then maybe there are not many action items resolving, coming out of this work. But only reading 45 pages of the proposal within 7 days, me personally, I cannot do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
Yeah, as Pitinen notes, 30 of those 45 pages are the repertoire table, which I don't really think we need to review. So it's about 15 pages to read. And since we've been through this, you know, several times, I believe the only things that are likely to be changed are minor edits, changes to phrasing, that sort of thing, rather than anything of substance. So, I, you know, 15 pages in 7 days, I think is, for me at least, that's readily doable. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Michael, please.
Okay, maybe I'm misunderstanding what Pitinan wrote in the chat. So this is why I asked if you could show the actual text and the number of pages, because I tried to open the OneDrive and I'm not even sure what document you're referencing. I saw something which has a length of 5 to 7 pages, which clearly cannot be what's referenced here. If you are speaking about 45 pages of pure text, for me, this is out of the scope. This is out of the question to review that number of content in such a short time. If you're talking about 15 pages of text, some part of it may be doable, but I'm trying to point out that for me, it is not clear what the target is and what the job is. So could you maybe show the actual passages on the screen so we are all on the same page, or at least me, I understand what you're referring to? Thank you.
And I'm sending the link in the chat as well. Okay, by the way, because of this is moving forward to the next version, so I copy it into the in this version folder, version 30th of July. And if we agree, then I might change this to working version so we can point to this. And then in the folder. So in this folder, then the 00 is the main proposal and the rest is the appendixes. So if you open 00, then up to the page 45 is the end of the repertoire.
The link you give in the chat, when I put it in, I get folder not found, so I'm not sure what's going wrong there, but it's not working for him.
Let me try again.
I also had issues finding the right file based on the link which was shared in the email. It took me to some folder, but there were many folders there and also many files, so I wasn't sure what was referenced actually.
Sure, we can make it clear in this call as well. After we agree. Okay, so this is the tables. Let's see.
I got to the link, I got to the document using the first link. I don't know what is wrong somewhere.
Yeah, maybe so in the invitation was the old one.
There is one problem with OneDrive. I have tried a few times to get the right information from you. This private space, and everyone should be logged by the whole community, the whole Latin GP, that you should send your valid Microsoft account, and when you use valid Microsoft account, you are getting the right document. If you are trying to log into this OneDrive where our documents are reposited, there is no, maybe you will have some problems if you are not logged in with your Microsoft login. So I've tried a few times and asked everyone want to send their Microsoft login credentials, and I don't know who has done it and who didn't, because this is not this space is not open to anyone from outside our group. This might be the problem. Michael, your phone is...
Yes, so I clicked the link which was copied to the chat box. And when I scroll to section 5, as page number, it shows me 7. So the document I'm seeing, it shows me 7 pages until section 5. And you are speaking about 45 pages. So clearly something is wrong with the files or the links or something. I don't know.
Right. May I suggest? May I suggest
the same link? So I don't know. Pekinan, you had a suggestion?
Yes, thank you. So I'll send the link again in the email so everybody have the same link. And if you cannot access, please let me know, or Hasem. Yes, Dennis, sorry. So the current version is now should not be used. We should use the version 30th of July, this folder. Sorry about that. I haven't communicated this properly.
But I am looking at the document using the same link as you sent in chat. So somewhere there might be some problem. And I know maybe Hazem has the explanation. Let's hear first Hazem, then Michael. I'll give the floor to you. Hazem, please go on.
Yes, as you asked before, I made it was permissions for the email addresses which were sent to me. So if someone didn't send it to me yet, then send it to me to make a permission for it. The last one sent to me was Michael, which had a problem accessing it. Don't know if Bill, I think Bill was accessing it before, so there shouldn't be a problem.
Hazem, is there any chance that you can see who has access to this drive?
Yes, I'll look and send it now to the chat box.
Please do it. Maybe someone forgot to send their his credentials, his email. Okay. Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you, Hazem. Let's try to solve this problem that anyone can access this document. Otherwise, Michael, if you cannot access the document, I don't know, maybe we shall send you part by part in your email. I don't know where is the problem. I'm seeing the document all the time.
Like I can access some files. But
yes,
they differ from what you described. You were speaking about 45 pages. Section 5 for me ends on page 7. So
7?
Yes, 07.
So you have only 7 pages.
Sorry, Yeah, Maria, go ahead, please.
Yes, please, tip it in, and maybe.
Right. So I'm not sure, but sometimes for me, if I open and it's not loading properly, so it might stuck in the middle for the web version. I'm not sure, is that happened to you? Just some thought. But just wanted to point out, so I renamed the previously current version to outdated. And I renamed the folder that we supposed to be looking at from now as a reviewing version. Hope that would be more understandable. And then in this folder, the files will be here.
For me.
Miko, can you try the link? I think I see Dennis, Bill, and Mariana now. I'll paste again. And we have Hasim's hand. Is that an old hand or new hand? Please go ahead.
No, it's an old hand. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so you want us to review the content until section 6, not until section 5?
Before section 6. So okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I just also wanted to point out that I reviewed the IP feedback as well that we discussed during the face-to-face. And the change in the repertoire is where the GP decided to remove the Marshallese dot below. And this is the text from the IP feedback itself, which the GP might want to review. And then I add this into the excluded sections. And also, so that is one point that might not be a minor change. For the second point is the small Latin letter alpha. This one was mentioned in the analysis, but it's not say explicitly that this is excluded from the repertoire. And the IP just mentioned that it should be talked about. So this will be the part that is different from the last submission. The rest are actually pretty much the same as the previous submission. Yep. So I just wanted to point out this. Thank you. Dennis, please go ahead.
Sorry, I was not looking at the, yes.
Go ahead, Mirjana. Finish your.
No. I was not looking at the list of the participants because I was looking at the text. So Dennis, please go on. Sorry for this.
No, that's okay. I was just observing, and I'm afraid Meka was foreseeing that we will need to review all 40 plus pages. So I'm looking at Appendix B, which lists the repertoire, right? I'm sorry, the languages which are used as an index for the reference for each of the code points. So for example, I'm looking at, let's see if you see what I see. So can you go to the proposal, Pitinan, please, on first page of the repertoire. So we'll start with Latin, a small letter A, right? Code point 0061, and we're using reference 99. So am I using the Appendix B correctly? So I'm go to Appendix B and I'm scroll down to item 99 on the list, and that's the reference we're using. Is that the way we should use, or IP is going to use the Appendix B?
No, you have
to go to Appendix B in PT9.
No, there. You misunderstood something. Sorry, those references are the references in the main body of the report. And those are the references you see here. And Appendix is just another representation. Appendix B is just another representation of the same table. I thought it is good to sort it in the way that the glyphs, which derived from the basic glyphs, should be grouped together just for some better understanding how many glyphs are derived from one glyph. It doesn't mean anything. It just looked to me nice to have such table, nothing else.
Oh, okay.
So references are in the main body, and they are, you have the references here, and they were checked a few times. We didn't change the references. We had some errors in it, but I think they are now okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, that's the problem, because we finished the repertoire all before almost 2 years, and people forgot what we were doing. So those are the references used in the tables, you see. Now, I hope it is clear now. Yeah, thank you. Hazem, please go on. Hazem, you are muted.
Okay. I cannot copy the names to put them in the chat box, but I can read them out now.
So. Yes, please do it.
There are Dennis Mirjana at Yahoo, Dennis at Gmail, Mats at Outlook.com, Bill at Yahoo.com, me, Sarmad has been added now, Pitinan at Outlook, and Michael at Mu'min.de. I think Michael is missing, he's not in the list, but he didn't ask till now. I don't know.
I don't have access. That's true. So I need a Microsoft account or what?
At least if you have one Skype account, it's enough. You just have to be registered somewhere with Microsoft.
No, I see there are Gmail addresses and Yahoo addresses, so it shouldn't
you
be.
So everything is working. I thought it is necessary to have. Oh, that's good. So
just send me an email, the email address you would like me to add to the list.
Oh, I thought it is necessary to have Microsoft login. That's good. That's better. That's better. Not to force people to have Microsoft account. Hazem, thank you for this.
Welcome.
So, do you think I think I can read 15 pages till the next Thursday and say if I have something to say. Something if I have to say, Michael. If you have more time, if you need more time, it is okay. I don't know. The people are different. We could start with the people who have read and reviewed these 17 pages next week, and we shall see how the things will go on. I cannot predict the results, but I cannot predict how the things will go on. But at least
may I still have another suggestion?
Yes, Pitinan, please go on.
Thank you. Just wanted to point out that the XML might be also helpful when review, because if you can see each code point will be linked to the reference, and when you click, it's easier than jumping in the document. So I can now I have this, but I just need a final review, so I can send it out by Friday, and from there you will also have the XML along with the text to review. So I would suggest maybe give me a day, and then I'll send out everything, the link to the proper folders and also the XML. So this is, I hope this will review easier. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitinan. Let's say that we can try to do something in the next 7 days and see how the things are going on. Every one of us will find his own way to go through this text. And okay, we can agree. We can give Pitinan 1 day to pack everything, to send proper links and proper XML, and let's see how shall we. I don't know. For me, I will read the text. I will see if something is not properly said, if something is not understandable, although I doubt it, because we passed through this text several times. The text has been finished before 2 years. We have two things which we should keep in our mind, about which we should think. This is a review, those two headings which Pitinan added to the report, and they are marked red. And I don't think that I, and I think that we can finalize at least this part of the report next week or probably the week after that. We shall see how the things are going on. I cannot plan anything because I have never worked in the in such, this is my first experience with such kind of work, and I cannot say anything for sure, but I am always doing my best to do, to go on and to, and we are really so close to the end. We need some more patience and some more goodwill to finalize the thing, because it is 4 years of our hard work. Let's keep it in mind. And so we shall try. So for the next week, the first item in the agenda will be a reviewing of introduction and the repertoire sections 1 to 5. Please look at it. If you mention anything, it is not something that it must be so perfect that everything should be like, let's say, PhD degree or something like this. It should be just correct. That's enough. And I hope we can do it. Yeah, Michael, please go on.
I just want to remark, because you said, you said, Mariana, that you didn't have previous experience. We do have previous experience in the group from the Arabic GP, because I think Sarmat participated and Hazem participated. So I think the proposal back in the day was quite a bit shorter than this one. And we split the parts up. So like some parts were only read by some people, and we spent quite a bit of more time, I seem to remember. But again, it's been like 4 or 5 years. So this is just for because you said you don't have previous experience, like how long this review process takes. We do have for some other project of the sort. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for this, for remembering me about the experience you had with the Arabic panel, because this was the first panel which finished his work, that somehow guiding panel for all of us. But we should keep in mind that it will be just the first, let's say, complete draft of our document. This draft will go to IP. IP will review it. We have their feedback. We have to resolve the problems they found reading this document. Then we have to have second version of this document, which will again go to IP. And when IP says we are okay with the document, the document will go to the public comment. So it is not, it is just the first step towards the end. We should keep it, in mind, let's say like this. Okay, let's try to start finalization of these sections 1 to 5 next Friday, and we shall see how much time it will take. And this first part is much simpler than the part which talks about variants, which is those parts are more complex. Okay, so at least we concluded that we shall try to review these 45 pages next Thursday. Tomorrow, or maybe on Saturday, Pitinan will send us links to the reviewing copy of this document, and also XML who wants to look at it, and we shall try to proceed next Thursday with reviewing the first part of the document. Is there any other thoughts about this topic, or something to add, or something to propose, or? Yeah, Michael also has access now, that's good. So only Mats is missing, but he has access to the document probably because he gave his email address. Okay. So we have 23 minutes till the end of this call. We can start now to discuss last appendix, which we didn't finalize somehow yet, at least. So I've tried. Bill made a proposal for this appendix. Dennis gave some comments. I took the main role in everything in this, and I made a document which might be suitable for discussion. Everything what was problematic to me, I've tried to explain in a simpler words than it was written before. And I hope you all read this document, or and we shall try to resolve those comments which were left over, left now. So I hope you are seeing the document on the screen. It was the proposal to add some explanation how we developed the variants. So I added just the reference to the sections where the principles for developing variants is stated. And I hope if there is no objection to this, we can make this comment solved, or if someone has to say something, please do it now. Any comments about it, any notes, any proposals?
Looks good.
Okay, Bill, thank you. So Pitinan, this first comment could be resolved. Dennis, sorry. Dennis has, I'm sorry. Maybe we can revert it. Dennis, please go on. No. I haven't seen your
thank you, Mijana. No, my comment is not about the comments you just accepted. It's more the fundamentally what are we trying to achieve or solve for with this Appendix E. And the question specifically is, you know, what do we define as confusable? Is the approach that we are taking an approach that is suitable, or, you know, the right approach, I guess? Having a low bar, does that, you know, help convey what we're trying to convey here? Or where does that, you know, two pair of targets are confusable? I mean, I think that's a more fundamental question that we'd like to ask to at least discuss for 5 minutes or so, right? And just, you know, an example of the first, maybe we can scroll up a little bit on the Armenian confusable beliefs. I mean, some of these characters, may be confusable, but others seem to be very distinguishable. So I'm not sure where do we stand. I mean, how do we define a confusable? Do we still on the side of, you know, at least one panel member thought it was a confusable item, then it goes into the list, and that's the bar. I mean, if the majority of the panel agrees, then that's the approach that we take. But at least I think we want to have a conversation about this, because I don't recall having a conversation.
Yes, I agree with you. We took it pretty. We didn't discuss enough about the term confusable, and in one moment we said everything which someone thinks it is confusable could be put in this table. We should keep in mind that this is not obligatory for anyone. So, I agree with you that we might put some bar somewhere, what is confusable and what is not. The only idea which I have in this moment is just to take all these tables and make marks again. But at this moment, may give our marks again, like we have done for variants. But it is not the priority this moment. We can do it when we complete our report. And I want just to hear from you, how should we proceed with with this stuff. I don't think that it is necessary to spend a lot of time on it at this moment, because we have some higher priority tasks to do, but at least let's change thoughts. Bill, please go on.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I wrote everyone earlier today, although very shortly before the meeting, so you may not have seen it, with where I'm coming from on this. But basically, it seems to me, with variance, we were designating something that is a block. If something only differs from a another TLD by one or more variants, it's blocked. End of discussion. But with confusables, as Mariana notes, we're not doing that. We're simply saying to the similarity review panel, here is something that you might want to look at. They can look at it and say, yep, this is a problem. Or they can look at it and say, well, we don't think it's a problem in this case. Or they can look at it and say, nope, we don't think that's ever a problem, and ignore it, in which case, no harm done. So it seems to me if better to include something that they decide to ignore than to leave out something that they would have thought was a problem, except that since they didn't have our familiarity with the entire repertoire, they didn't think to look at. So I would say, just if you think there's something that should be here that isn't, yeah, we ought to add it, but I would not want to take anything out from what's there at the moment. And Mariana, pardon me, but I recoil in horror at the thought of doing the voting thing again on all of these. I really don't want to go through that another time. Thank you.
Sorry, Bill. That's just an idea which popped up in this moment. It means nothing. I'm just talking to trying to revive the discussion. And we have to find some way to present it, or if we cannot agree about it, we shall see what to do with it. So we just have to exchange our thoughts about it. Michael, please go on.
Yes, thank you. So maybe I don't remember correctly, so apologies if everyone else remembers and doesn't have this question, but this list, my impression is, it's not based on the verdict of a single person or a single member. Those are kind of the remnants of the discussions we had. So first we looked at cross-group variants and compared I think we mainly looked at three other scripts in comparison to Latin script. And then we were looking at InScript. I assume it just should also be in this list further down below, I guess. So we had an established method and way of going at it, or did anyone at random add to it? So I don't quite understand the question. I think we should only describe our methodology which led to this if it's not part of the text already. That's my understanding, but maybe it's wrong. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Sarmad, please.
Thank you, Mariana. If you devise this list and publish it, it is obviously going to be taken up as an input to the similarity review panel. And I think it can be interpreted in many ways. One, obviously, end of the spectrum being that similarity review panel takes this as something which should be considered confusable based on community's input, to the other end of the spectrum where similarity review panel can consider this as a short list of potential candidates and not really confusables, and they do their own sort of analysis on top of it. And so it's actually very important that, if you decide to make this list, in this leading paragraph, have very clear sort of instructions for the similarity review panel or a panel like that to understand, where they need to sort of align between those two extremes, extreme points in the spectrum when they're interpreting this data. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarmad. Michael, please.
Yeah, I actually wanted to say something similar to Sarmad, that we shouldn't put time now into the actual cases and look through them again, but rather spend some time to describe maybe a bit clearer or differently what we mean with these tables.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, Sarmad, you're right. If we are giving some examples, we should give some guidance to the person who is looking at it, what it is, what these lists could be used for, what this list, this glyph, this results could be used. And at this moment, we have at least I don't have any idea how to. How to say, how to explain to the person who is looking to this list, what it is list mentioned to be, how this list can be useful for any kind of future investigation. Bill, please go on.
I thought the paragraphs that were there basically did that. It says we're presenting it for the use of the similarity review panel or anybody else who's interested, but we basically took a broad view. So we're not trying to mandate, you know, this is going to be a problem and you should look at it. We're on the end of the spectrum that Sarmad presented, which says, here's something you might want to look at if you, you know, use your judgment. Thank you.
Then, sorry, if we are proposing something, yeah, but I think, Bill, you didn't, maybe I understood wrong. If we are giving these tables to Similarity Review Panel, they have a working, let's say, last 8 years during all registrations of IDN top level domains. They have more experience than we have about every kind of similarity. I don't think that we could tell them, please look at our table. Somehow it looks to me that we are it is not serious enough to ask them to look at it. We have to give some better explanation why we provided all these letters. I also said in one of my comments lower there that I am not seeing any similarity between these two characters you are proposing. And I don't know, I'm saying it in a good will. I'm saying it because I don't see why those two characters are you proposing to be similar. And please, do you think what kind of reaction we can get from the community? We have put a lot of effort to produce a good document with stable methodology and clear way how we have done everything. We have explained every one of our steps in producing these documents, giving those appendices and the lot of other documentation. And now we are giving something which even I don't understand why we are giving. Am I clear? So, Bill, please go on.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but the second paragraph, the second sentence, says if one of the GP members found two glyphs to be visually confusable, then it's been included. I don't know how much clearer we can be on that.
I don't think this is... they will mock with us, I'm sure, because a lot of people is sitting there waiting for this document to be sent to public comments, and they are waiting this, you see, fights about all this Latin generation panel lasts at least 6 or 7 years. We are working 4 years, and we have produced consistent document. Everything was evaluated, and now we are giving something like we are joking with something. That's what, that was my feeling, you understand? So I really don't know how to solve this problem. Maybe Michael has an idea. Michael, please go on.
Yes, maybe I'm, thank you. Maybe I'm misunderstanding something, but I tend to agree with what Bill just said now, that the wording in itself is clear. And I do not think that any opinion of any member of the panel is like, I don't know, like a joke or something. Everyone was really trying to figure out and understand the situation and the use of these characters. So I think it's not, we do not need to discuss further the process leading to this list, but we need to discuss, as Sarmat pointed out, how other people should evaluate this. So on which part of the spectrum people should interpret this list in terms of guidelines. So, and since only, since the minimal quorum required was only one person, I assume we should be clear that we should definitely do not consider this to be like a very strong impetus for an equal impetus for each of these characters. Because in some cases, there was a similarity sufficient in, like, say, one or two fonts, because we remember we compared specific fonts and specific renderings. So our evidence was different. So this is why I think we need to discuss what type of evidence we had in general, and there, and what kind of recommendation there's supposed to be. The data there is fine in my eyes, and I also think that the wording one member is the one which was referenced just now by Bill is just perfectly fine as it is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. So, Bill, please go on.
I don't know if, perhaps some of you would prefer, but the other thing we could do is split this into those where as it's written now, one member thought so, and then another one where some of these are cases where a majority of the members thought they were variants, but it didn't rise to the 5 out of 7 threshold. It was only 4 out of 7. And perhaps we should point out that in those cases, we're toward the end of the spectrum of Sarmat's spectrum, where we're saying this is really likely to be a problem and you need to really, really seriously look at it, as opposed to you might want to take a look at this and use your judgment. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I think that your proposal puts more work, because someone...
Yeah.
No. So please, someone should go through all our judgment and make different lists. I prefer to get a piece of text in the way Michael discussed. We can leave that these code points are those one which didn't pass the threshold. That's one type of them. The other type of code points which are put in these tables are those one which you thought might be confusable. We have just these two kinds of combinations. And we need some, let's say, nice explanation how this data could be used. I can't write it because there is someone who should write a nice piece of text trying to explain how it, for me, it is clear what is in those tables. That's the only thing which is clear to me. The other thing which could, which should be probably be written in a nice piece of text, let's say a few sentences or something like this, how this, how this data could help someone in something. At least that's something which I have in mind in this moment. Dennis, please go on. Dennis, please.
Thank you, Mirjana. I want to build on Bill's, I think what he suggested or implied perhaps. So all these data, it's coming from our own inscript and cross-script analysis. And we can derive the confusable information based on the different thresholds, right? Our threshold for variance is 5 out of 7. Then we can somewhat objectively determine that a 4 potentially is the threshold for confusable. And 3 to 1s are simply distinguishable. And therefore, by shortlisting, because we have all those worksheets available to us, we can rather quickly shortlist all the 4s out of 7 and determine that's the list of confusables.
Oh, I don't mind that. This proposal sounds to me reasonable. What is the opinion of the other people? And another problem, who will do it? Because someone has to pass all our sheets and sort out data as Dennis proposed, or maybe.
I could, I think Pitinan already did the heavy lifting on, you know, doing the formula to get 5 out of 7, that would be something quick to adjust for 4 out of 7. I can do it once I get back from vacation on the 31st August, and I can look at that in that week. If I can get access to all the worksheets, I can take a look and, you know, put that in a short list.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for this. Let's hear what Sarmat has to say. Sarmat, please go on.
Yeah, so thank you, Mirjana. If it was just going to be shortlisting based on a certain criteria, I think we can also help Pirinan and myself, because if you guys, you know, we would, you know, really prefer that you guys, you know, just spend the time on the proposal itself, and then we can prepare this in the meantime and share it with you guys once you guys are done with the proposal, if that works. Up to you guys.
Thank you, Sarmat, for this. Dennis, it is important that you focus on our main goal, just to finalize the proposal, because you will be next week on vacation. We shall do our part of reviewing, and we shall wait for you to come back. So it will be in 2 weeks. If you have something to add to our reviewing, and so we shall finalize the first part just waiting for you during the second week, and we shall start to review the as it was proposed by Pitin and the next section, which is, I forgot, maybe inscript or cross script variants, doesn't matter. So that we...
Sure, I don't mind the help.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, thank you very much. So go have a nice holiday. I'm here on holiday and I am working today.
Sorry, just before everybody leaves, I was about to say the same thing of Summer, that we can help. I just looking through the data, just to make sure where are they come from. So at the beginning, I would just list whatever we have the rating for our seven first in one section, and then the rest will be in the other section. So just want to be clear on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitina. So please help us with these tables, and I hope it will help us to present in orderly manner what we have done, and behind it, it will be our marks, which we have done once. So that's good. Thank you, Dennis, for this proposal. Okay, we are on the top of the hour, so sorry for this 4 minutes late. We shall see each other next Thursday again, and I want to thank you all very, very much for taking a part in this discussion, and have a nice rest of the day. I didn't ask any other business, but we have no time for any other business. So have a nice rest of the day and see you next Thursday again. No, not see you, hear you next Thursday again. Bye, and have a nice rest of the day.
Thank you.
And
goodbye.
Thank you all again. Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.